Here's what the Lord said. Get off the floor. Jesus is on the front porch, ready to carry you to places you have never seen or been to. Stop shopping for your package, for it has already been delivered. Stop living in the history of my word. You from this day forward may not be understood as you live in my unfold mysteries. Know this and know it well. There are no mysteries to me. I always know what to do. You hear him? So rejoice and be glad, for I am bringing your victory to pass. Go ahead and lift your hand. I'm not through yet. But so rejoice and be glad, for I'm bringing your victory to pass. You understand what he's saying, right? All right. Focus and go forward, for I have prepared the way for you to triumph. And no weapon formed against you will prosper. Now listen what he said. For I have placed a divine stop sign on your life, declaring that you are mine. Good days lie ahead for those who are being properly fed, both spiritually and physically. When the clouds covers the sky, my S-O-N is still shining. The fog over your life is being lifted by my supernatural power. This my and your hour. Let your light shine and do not be a coward. You are living in your greatest hour. Now listen to what he said at the end here. I'm turning everything into your favor. Deliverance. Here's the last statement. Deliverance will not come by labor, but by my favor. Otherwise, my brothers and sisters, what we're dealing with is something man can't handle. But God said he got us covered. Let's give him some praise now. Let's give him some praise. Now, you didn't hear all I said because it was a whole lot, but it's from the Spirit of God, but it's on the tape. I'm going to get my staff to make sure to make it. I want it on a plaque. I want my son to put a plaque, put it in their office. We're going to and make it available to their people because this is from God for this hour. It's apostolic government, prophetic decrees, and pastoral overseeing. Did you get them all? Yeah, because see, God has the answer. Nobody else has the answer for this dilemma. This satanic thing is too powerful for science. In this house tonight, the blood become an eraser. You're gonna live and not die ahead of time. Hallelujah. Rejoice. You're gonna live and not
die ahead of time. Hallelujah. 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 He said he put a divine sign on you. You heard that? All right, sit down. Let's go to work. We're still dealing with part three of stirring up the supernatural that is in you.
Yes, sir.
We've already identified that there's supernatural components already in you because you're a child of God within the context of the divine nature, being a new creature, being sons and daughters of God. You have supernatural power. And I heard another word. You have supernatural policies in you.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, already in you. And so I want you tonight to turn to Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2. I say to you, on behalf of the Holy Ghost, every child of God is a supernatural carrier.
Yes, sir.
Say it. I'm a supernatural carrier.
I'm a supernatural carrier.
I'm a miracle carrier.
I'm a miracle carrier.
I'm a sign.
I'm a sign.
And a wonder.
And a wonder.
Going somewhere to happen.
Going somewhere.
You see it? Here in Hebrews 2, it's pointed out in the first verse. Therefore, we ought to give the most honest heed to the things which we have heard. Well, you heard something tonight.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Therefore, we ought to give the most honest heed to the things which we have heard. Let's head in. Oh, my. Oh, my. You see that first voice? Let's head in time we let him what?
Slip.
Slip. Some of y'all didn't say nothing. Let's head in time we let it what?
Slip.
Y'all talk up in here.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Let it slip.
Yes, sir.
We can't let the things of God slip.
Right.
When men and women of God preach to us, we need to take a hold. God sent them to us. Take a hold of what they're saying,
yes,
because they're going to help you in a crying hour.
Yes, sir.
So promise me you're not going to let what God have told you all these years and all the prayers and praise and worship and all the revelation God give you. How many times God saved you at a bad time when you couldn't make it by yourself. And now tonight you're going to promise me you're not going to let that slip. When nobody else know the problem you went through and God got you out of it. Wasn't no other way for you to get out of it, but God got you out of it. Don't let that slip. When you went through the valley, the shadow of death, and you were by yourself, and you didn't know what to do, and you couldn't tell nobody else, and God brought you out of it, don't let that slip. Don't let man take God's place. I'm not against nobody, but I'm against anybody who's against God. You here for a reason. Tonight you move into another season,
yes,
in your life. You move into a stronger place,
yes,
that you're not going to let slip.
Yes.
You're not going to be in worry. You're not going to be in fear.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost is here.
Yes, sir.
But all nine manifestation and seven anointing.
Yes.
Go to the next verse. Sit down. For if the word, thank God for the word. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience receive a just recompense of reward, every transgression and disobedience receive a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we what? Now that's two words there. Slip, underline slip. Go back up underline slip. And now underline neglect. Two things that can't happen now.
Yes, sir.
We can't let the word slip, and we cannot neglect what God said about our salvation.
Yes.
Salvation is not just about going to heaven. Salvation cover me right here now in the midst of this mess. I'm saved. Look what it says. how shall we escape? If we turn to something else. Turn to somebody else. Now, we've been lost our divine right when it come down to man telling us what to do with our bodies. We've been lost that. We just got to take it back now.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Oh, y'all don't want me to preach.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Preach.
Y'all want a Sunday school lesson. I taught Sunday school many years, but I ain't teaching Sunday school no more.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
How shall we escape? Tonight, you're going to get your answer. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which is the first beginning to be spoken by the Lord? Uh-oh. And was what? By who? By who? Ministers. The fivefold ministry gift.
Amen.
Whom God have placed over his church. Mm-hmm. Is God's voice now.
Yes, sir.
Fully informed, but it's God's voice.
Yes, sir.
Now watch what it says. Watch what it says. This is just another chance.
Yeah.
For God to show himself strong.
Yes.
Watch what happens when you follow instruction. What verse 4. You got your shouting clothes on? Just God also bearing them witness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Both with signs, plural. And wonders, plural. And with divers miracles, plural. And gifts, plural, of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will.
Yes.
Ah, dog boy. God dug it. Go to chapter 4 now. Chapter 4. And then we'll go to work. Chapter 4. Let us, verse 1, let us therefore fear. Now, this is a fear of making the wrong decision. Lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest. Any of you should seem to come short of it. Listen, children, rest in the Lord now.
Yes, sir.
And in the power of his might.
Yes, sir.
Just rest. Spend time with him. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Praise him. Feed on his word. And just rest and listen. Because he's going to tell you certain things to do, certain things not to do. And listen. He take care of his children.
Yes, sir. Yes,
that's right.
Amen.
Yes, that's right.
I wouldn't serve a helpless God.
That's right.
Our God you cannot, the Bible is not a history book.
Right.
The Bible is a mystery book. And the Holy Spirit assignment is to unfold the mystery to you and I.
Yes.
That we can live another kind of life.
Yes.
A higher life, an abundant life, an eternal life.
Yes.
A supernatural life.
Yes.
A life in the spirit.
Yes.
A life by faith.
Yes.
A life under grace. A life under mercy. A life under God's goodness. A life under God's kindness. A life covered by blood. A life that Jesus died for we to have. A resurrected power life.
Yes, sir.
A redeemed life.
Yes.
A miracle expecting life.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We got to have signs and wonders now.
Yes, sir.
Divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost. The reading the Bible, just reading the Bible and clapping your hand, not gonna work no more.
Okay.
You got to be. It's a power. You powerful people. Listen to me. Look at me, all of y'all. Y'all Christian. Y'all powerful people. You online. Listen at me as an apostle of Jesus Christ. You powerful.
Yes.
Don't let nobody take your power and bring it out.
Yes, sir.
And bring it to their level at this hour.
Yeah.
Whole lot of folks say, I love Jesus, but they turn to something else when the going get rough. Carnal minded Christian who are not moving in the Spirit. Carnal minded Christian can't be led by the Spirit. They're led by the flesh. Now I tell you, a whirlwind, but there's some things I'm going to say to you tonight. A whirlwind going to hit this place tonight. And it's going to be dropping off miracles. And I believe, oh, I know somebody will get upset now, but I believe from the scriptures, God is going to put divine masses on us tonight. I believe it. I'll wear that mask, but I believe that tonight, by revelation, by God, by the Holy Spirit, supernaturalness.
Yes, sir.
I believe he's going to put a divine mass, listen, on your immune system. And I believe if the problem come, baby, you're going to whip it. I believe that. You believe it?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let me take you to another scripture. Go to Acts chapter 4. I need to read that. Acts chapter 4. And then I'll start giving you some points to deal with.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, my. Some lines going to be crossed tonight.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and some line going to be stopped, too. Line. Going to be stopped. Acts chapter 4, verse 29. Power of God started flowing and the system couldn't handle it. Religion couldn't handle it. So they threatened the one who the power was going through. Look what happened here, though. Yeah, they set us up for an outflow of the Holy Ghost. I believe in this meeting, I believe we're going to have an outflow here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, oh, my goodness, I feel the Holy Ghost now, don't you?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Do you feel safer?
Yes, sir.
Do you know God got his arm around you?
Yes, sir.
Do you trust God?
Yes, sir.
Do you trust Jesus?
Yes, sir.
Do you trust the Holy Spirit?
Yes, sir.
Do you trust the Word of God?
Yes.
Do you trust heaven?
Yes.
I'm not saying be ignorant and don't take care of yourself.
Right.
But I'm saying you're covered.
Amen.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
But I don't want you to be fakely covered.
Right.
Look what happened here. Verse 29. And now, Lord, behold, they are threatening. Yeah, they're threatening us now. And grant unto thy servant that with all boldness they may speak thy word. That's what I'm doing. I said that's what I'm doing.
Yes, sir.
But, oh my God, by stretching forth thine hand to heal.
Yes.
And that sign and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child, Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus.
Jesus.
And when they had prayed, good God Almighty, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spoke the word of God with boldness.
Yes, sir.
And the multitude of them that believed were one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that all of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. And look at verse 33.
Yes.
And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace.
Great grace.
Wave your hand. Was upon them all. things, we read in Hebrews 2, 1 through 4 and 4, 1 through 4, things pertaining to and of the Holy Ghost. I heard the voice of the Lord say in this meeting tonight, now concerning the supernatural, I do not want you ignorant. Turn to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1. And I'll get further into that chapter, but I just got to use this verse right now. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant.
Yes, sir. Right.
This is no time for the body of Christ to turn the ignorance zone on. We got to walk by divine illumination, divine inspiration. We got to listen to the Holy Ghost. Who I said we got to listen to? How many of y'all know how to listen to the Holy Ghost? All right, you better listen. He's talking. All right? We cannot afford to be ignorant because spiritual warfare is on. And the church is about to move in our rightful place to run everything. It's time for the church to stop going to the government. It's time for the government to come to the church. There are things coming up, they're not going to have the answer. The only person going to have the answer is somebody who knew how to pray.
Yes,
the only person going to have the answer is somebody who knew how to pray is God.
Yes,
the only person going to have the answer is somebody who knew how to tarry in his presence.
Yes,
so we must not be ignorant of spiritual things.
Yes, sir.
All right, wait a minute now. Just give me time. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
The plan, will, and purpose of God. Three things. Plan, say it.
Plan.
Will. Purpose.
Earth.
All right. The plan, will, and purpose of God must be worked out through the body of Christ. Turn to John chapter 14, verse 12. This is your hour.
Yes, sir.
John 14, verse 12. Now, you know them two words mean amen, amen, truly, truly.
Yes, sir.
He repeated them twice for a reason. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me. How many up here? How many believe on it?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Well, it's time for you to work.
Yes, sir.
The works that I do, shall he do? Or what would Jesus have done with this virus? What would Jesus be saying right now? I hear him, devil, you a liar.
Yes.
I'm the Messiah.
Yes.
What did Jesus do with sickness and disease?
Yes.
You are Christ's representative.
Yes, sir.
So whatever he did with it, you got the power, you got the anointing, you got the wisdom, you got the understanding, you got the knowledge through the Holy Ghost to do the same thing.
Yes.
Stop being a crybaby and letting everybody tell you what to do. Follow the Spirit and do what Jesus would do.
Yes.
The works that I do shall you do also.
Yes.
And greater work. It's time for the greater work. Yes. It's time to yield to the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
It's time for the laity to take their place. It's no pulpit stuff. All of y'all got power. Say, I got power. Power of the Holy Ghost live in me. The supernatural's in me. The name of Jesus is in me. The word of God is in me. The kingdom of God is in me. Mercy is in me. Grace is in me. Goodness is in me. Glory is in me. You must know you're not just anybody, you're somebody because you're a child of God. You can't let man dictate to you. You got to walk in revelation.
You can't be walking in reasoning this for this reason. No, I need a revelation. When Satan moving, reasoning don't work. You need a revelation of discerning. Two things we need. Write this down. Two things we need right now more than anything. Discernment and wisdom.
Yes.
What I said?
Discernment and wisdom.
I can't hear you.
Discernment and wisdom.
Some of y'all back there not saying it. Come on.
Discernment.
I want you to ask God for that every day.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And you have to listen, because sometimes what God says sound awkward because he's not talking about hoping. And he's not talking about what's possible. So his language is different. See, he don't have to talk about what's possible. And he's not, God is not in a negotiating
right
perspective.
Yes, sir.
He knows.
Yes, sir. He knows.
See, God do not have to consult with nobody.
Right.
There are no panels in God's decision.
Yes, sir.
Nobody can second the motion.
Yes, sir.
That's how powerful you are.
Yes, sir.
Now, we told you got to use your faith.
Yep.
See, this is a faith life.
Yes, sir.
This is a faith life. Fight the good fight of faith.
Yeah.
Huh? This is a faith life. I mean, God, all the years you've been going to serve God, now it's time to fight, baby.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
I don't want to scare you. I'm going to say this now. But I don't want to make you afraid. Because you get afraid. But Darren can't hurt you. I know we're going to live our life out, you know. I got a few more days. I want to be with my grandchildren. You know, I make 75 Sunday. I feel like I'm 42. Because I don't have an old man mindset.
Right.
How can I have that? The Lord said, I'm being renewed every day.
Yes,
sir. Psalm 139, verse 14.
Yes. Come on.
Yes, sir.
Get that old mindset out of your mind. I'm counting your age and talking about how, well, you know it. Shut up.
Yes, sir.
Y'all got your shouting clothes?
Yes.
Here's what the Spirit of God said after he told me to do the greater work, John 14, 12. He says, I want you to turn to the scripture. We're going to read in Acts 17. And look what he said. We are designed to turn the world upside down. We are not designed for the world to turn us upside down. Backwards. We are designed to say, in the midst of trouble, in the face of the world, I'm trusting God.
Yes.
Daniel said, I'm not bothering.
Not.
The Hebrew boy said, we're not bothering. Yes, David said, I'm not bothering the Goliath.
Right.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
We are designed to turn the world upside down.
Yes, sir.
Turn to Acts chapter 17.
Yes, sir.
You told me you brought your shouting glory.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now everybody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Whether you're mad or not, say it anyway.
Hallelujah.
I come here to make you mad tonight.
Yes, sir.
Mad enough to get rather wrecked. Yes. Mad enough to say, all right, I got it. I got it, man of God.
Yeah.
I got it. I'm going with it.
Yes.
Mad enough to know, I want you to know, I'm not jumping on nobody here. I'm not putting nobody down.
Right.
I'm not against hospitals. I'm not against doctors. I'm not against lawyers. I'm not against psychologists. I'm not against none of them. But I'm for somebody.
Right. Yes, sir.
And I got the Lord told me, I ain't getting no trouble with the Lord for y'all. Lord told me I got to open my mouth tonight.
Yes, sir.
I've been trying. I said, oh, my God. He said, with a prophecy like that?
Amen. Yes, sir.
See, now you really don't have the real, see that, what that word is? That prophecy is not on your app yet.
Yes,
the app of your mind.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Boy, when you see that prophecy and you read that prophecy real slow, God, doggone it, I should have. I might do it for you. Get a copy made for you. Now notice we're designed to turn the world upside down. And that's what happened. People get angry. In Acts chapter 17, I got to read seven verses. Verse 1. Now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Iconium, they came to Thessalonica, which was the synagogue of the Jews. And Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them in three Sabbath day, reasoned with them out of the scriptures, glory to God, opening and alleging that Christ must need have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that Jesus, whom I preach unto you, is Christ. I'm saying the same thing. And some of them believed and consorted with Paul and Silas, and of the devout Greek, a great multitude, and of the chief women, not a few, they believed. But the Jews, which believed not, moved with envy, looked unto them, took unto them certain lewd fellows of the baser sort, and gathered a company, and set all the city on an uproar, and assaulted the house of Jason. See, Jason had let them in, and sought to bring them out to the people. And when they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren unto the rulers of the city, crying, "These that have turned the world upside down are come here also."
Yeah.
Well, here we are. We the group, we come to turn the world upside down. We're going to follow what God said. Now listen, I want you to write these notes. God's glory. What I said?
God's glory.
Watch the next word now.
Goodness.
Greatness.
Grace.
Gentleness. Listen, this is very careful now. And government. All must be invoked by our gratitude and trust.
Yes, right.
God's glory, goodness, greatness, grace, gentleness, and government. All. Turn to Isaiah chapter 9. Turn to Isaiah chapter, because I think we forgot this. I think people try to take this from us, and we got to bring it back into the flow. Turn to Isaiah chapter 9, because one of the jobs of the apostolic is to bring God's government back in on the scene. And so let's do it right now. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. You see, not just born, a given. And the what?
Government.
Shall be upon what?
His.
And his name shall be called what?
Wonderful.
Counselor. The mighty God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What do you call him? The mighty God.
Mighty God.
The everlasting Father. The Prince of Peace. Now notice verse 7. Notice verse 7. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. COVID held a high water. The government of Jesus still in control. All you got to make sure that you got the blood on your pole. When the death angel come over, when he see the blood, because they put on the Messiah, they did not have the kind of blood we got. They had the blood of bulls and goats.
We got another kind of blood that we can put on the pulse of our home and the pulse of our life. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is on us. And when the death angel and the devil see that blood, they got to pass over because they know that blood already have whooped their tail. Jesus is God. Jesus is Lord of Lords and King of Kings and Master of Master. And he's my master. Say he's my master. I have the blood of Jesus on me, my house, my family, my children, my grandchildren, my business, my church, my ministry, my body, my finances. Count for God. You see me? If the blood of bull and goat who God had ordained made the death angel scared, what about the blood of Jesus? I will not dishonor my master blood. I will not get in fear this time and let some little Mickey Mouse demonical thing come along and dishonor Jesus. I will lift my hand and say, Jesus is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. I will not let man take Jesus' place in my life. Now, if you're going to honor Jesus, we can go together. But if you're going to dishonor Jesus, I'm not going with you. You must not dishonor a man of God. You must not dishonor a woman of God. Not a real one. Do I have any real women of God up in here? You should not be dishonored. You trust in God. Men, lift your hand, men. Touch not my anointed. Do my prophet no harm. I don't care what you think. Shut your mouth. You ready to shout? Yeah. You ever the Holy Ghost tell me now? He said, tell you, deliverance is not on the way. Deliverance is already here. Yeah. 2,000 years ago, this time was paid for. It's already 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 paid for. It's all my victory. It's already paid. Thanks be to God. It's already paid for. Thanks be to God. But give us the victory. Through who? Our Lord, Jesus Christ. Jesus is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And I'm here to represent him tonight. He's Lord of Lords. He's King of Kings. He the Master. He promised me a long time ago, I will not let you go down one split second. It may look like you're down, but you're not down. Notice, let me finish that verse, because I need to finish the verse. Sit down. Isaiah 9, verse 7. Of the increase of his government. What kind? Increase? So his government is not coming to an end, right? No. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Yes. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it, to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even for. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform it. Now, when I read the word zeal, I heard in the spirit realm the word seal.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The blood is a sealed deal.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes.
Symptom may come and symptom may go, but my health is sealed.
My health is sealed. Yes, sir. My health is sealed.
You see it?
Yes, sir.
You see it?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to go a few more minutes.
Hallelujah.
Turn to 1 Corinthians 14:2. The church or the Bible is not a history book. It's a mystery book. And I want to make a statement I want you to write down. Now is the time to unfold the mysteries of the supernatural. Then 1 Corinthians 14:2, it tells you how. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understand him, how be in the spirit, he speaketh mystery. Unfold the mystery. Uh-huh. Glory to God. Then I want you to put these in your note, Ephesians 3:1-12. I'm not going there. Supernatural mysteries and demonstration will shock the world system. And many will turn to Christ. Ephesians 3:5. Many will turn to Christ because of that system. Now, oh my God. Oh my God. It's so much. Oh my God. I haven't got to my first point yet. I preached 3 times. My first point is right there. Look me in the face. I haven't got to it yet. It's looking at me, looking me in the face right now, but I can't go to it. Now listen. Let me repeat some things if necessary. You are designed by God to function in the supernatural at all times. It must become a way of life.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You must be walking all the time, expecting a miracle.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And then those 3 words. Immediately. Uh-huh. You've been waiting too much.
Yes, sir.
Suddenly. Uh-huh. And straightway.
Yes, sir.
What I said?
Immediately, suddenly, straightway.
There are some things you've been waiting on.
Yeah.
But because you're under this anointing tonight. Huh?
Yes, sir.
There are going to be some immediate,
yes, sir.
Suddenly,
yes, sir.
And straightway things start happening in your life.
Yes,
I mean some things you've been waiting on for 20 years.
Yes,
they're going to show up so fast.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes,
yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 That's the way God operates.
Yes, sir.
Now, listen to this. And see, can you agree with it? And I don't care if you do or not. The church has been dumbed down from the supernatural by looking to special people instead of looking to God.
Amen. Amen.
Dumbed down. The Holy Spirit and the supernatural are one.
Yes, sir.
You with me?
Yes, sir.
Ooh. Ooh, y'all got your shouting clothes on?
Yes, sir.
Whatever that seem impossible in your life now will be addressed this week with divine possibilities from God. You heard that? Let me give it to you again. Whoa, somebody ought to be shouting you now. Shoot, man. You might be not hear what I say. Y'all ought to be tearing this place. Listen, this is from the Lord. Whatever that seems impossible in your life now,
yes,
will be addressed this week,
yes,
with divine possibilities, yes, from God. You are here for a reason. Your life is about to go into another season. You will never be the same no more. The empowerment and nature of signs, wonders, divers, miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost is in your divine nature.
Yes, sir.
And really, he said it this way. is not dealing in the supernatural so important, but yielding to the Holy Spirit direction.
Yeah.
When you yield to the Holy Spirit direction, the supernatural bow at your footstep.
Yeah.
Good God Almighty. Ooh, Lord. Why, you might not like this one. Our lives are too normal to carry the will of God on earth. But I want somebody in here to say, I just changed. Too normal.
Yeah.
Normal life.
Yeah.
Complaining just like everybody else.
Yeah.
Crying.
Come on.
Crying about this little virus didn't come out. We crying just like everybody else.
Come on, sir. Yeah. Come on. Come on. My God.
I don't know if I gave this one. I'm going to give it again. Y'all better write this stuff down. Satan, the system, and man wants to dismantle the supernatural to keep control of the church.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I told you already, I'm going over some things. The supernatural will not work in the mental realm. No, the supernatural work in the spiritual realm. The moving in the supernatural call for spiritual boldness, only granted by the Holy Ghost on God's behalf. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Miracle repairs, like repairing something?
Yes, sir.
Will be released in the name of Jesus.
Right. Hallelujah. Amen.
Let me try to find the jumping off players. What to do with it, Lord? What to do with it? Let's for these next 13 minutes do a little Bible. Sit down. Little insight here. Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. Let me give you a principle. And here's the principle. Stir up the gift of God that is in you.
Yes, sir.
Stir up. 2 Timothy 1, 6, it says, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou shalt stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hand. Stir up the gift of God that is in you. Keep it stirred up. Secondly, I told you earlier, 2 Peter 1, 1 through 4, remember you are a partaker of the divine nature of God. Number three, all of the gifts of the Spirit, listen to this, listen at this. All of the gifts of the Spirit are available to you at any given time as you yield to the Holy Ghost. In other words, a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge, discerning of spirit, prophecy, divine kind of tongue, and interpretation, special faith, working of miracles, gifts of healing, they are all available to you at any given time to put you in a supernatural realm to overcome demonical power in the world system.
Yes, sir.
Here's a historical event that must be unraveled, the mystery of it. Daniel stirred up the supernatural in him to face the lion den. He did it through prayer. A strong prayer life will stir up the supernatural in you. Daniel chapter 6, verse 7 through 11. You can read that. Paul and Silas stirred up the supernatural. I talked a little bit about it last night. Locked up, in jail, chain on them, midnight hour, been whipped. They didn't lay down and say, oh, what are they going to do? No, they knew they had supernatural power, and they know how to stir it up. They start singing. I expect great things. They start singing. They prayed and start singing praise and worship to God. What happened? A miracle showed up, right? God has shake things up just like that for you. He's done that for me many times. I know he's going to do many more times. All right. The 120 waited on the supernatural. I know I sometimes talk to myself. I say the wind is blowing. The fire is glowing. The water is flowing. See, I'm covered by the supernatural.
Yes, sir.
If I need a wind, I'll get a wind. If I need fire, I'll get fire. Whatever I need.
Yes, sir.
So the 120 waited for the supernatural there in Acts. And you got to read Acts. Turn to Acts 1, verse 7. We might look at that before I close. Acts 1, verse 7 and 8. And he said to them, it is not for you to know the time or the season which the Father had put in his own hand power. And the 8th verse says what? After that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. I missed two terms when I was talking about. And I'll get to them later on this week. But endued with power from on high.
Yes, sir.
I want you to write that down. I'm endued with power from on high. And there was another one. Yes, I'm baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire. See, you got to remind your soul because your soul get out of wax. You got to remind your senses, your spirit already know it.
Yes, sir.
I'm endued with power from on high that has no respect to no other power.
Yes.
Actually, that power was resurrection power.
Yes, sir.
And then Acts 2, 1 through 4 go along with that. The prayers of the saints overcome the power of the system. The prayers of the saints overcome the power of the system. Then Acts 12, 1, 3, they had Peter locked up. Church started to praying.
Yes, sir.
They were going to kill him. The other day they were going to kill him. He was waiting a few times. But it's too late. The angel heard the prayer. And went in. Peter didn't even know who he was. He told him, get up. Peter was asleep. How can a man sleep me? He knew they were about to kill him. We got to sleep during this pandemic. We can't be up all night long watching that doggone TV, seeing what somebody says you could do and all that. You already got the doggone answer.
Yeah.
I shared this with you last night, but I'm going to share it with you again. The glory is falling.
The glory is falling.
The blood is speaking.
The blood is speaking.
The angels are flying.
The angels are flying.
The fire is burning. The wind are blowing. The winds are blowing. The rivers are flowing. The eagles are soaring. And the anointing is growing. In me. For me. Around me. Now, I need to find a jumping off place here. But this is a powerful statement here. And I want you to adhere to it and watch what happened to your life. Stand, tune in to the communion of the Holy Ghost. What I said?
Stand,
2 Corinthians 13, 14. it talks about the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost. And I heard him say, stand in commune with the Holy Ghost. You see, you'll have your answer when an ignorant decision is made. You already have your answer and your power and your ability to take your stand. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Stand, say it.
Stand.
In tune.
To the communion
of the Holy Ghost. How many of y'all believe he know what to say? How many of y'all believe the Holy Ghost know what he's doing?
Yes,
stay in tune to him. Stay ready for the outpouring of the Spirit. Turn to Joel 2:28. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Joel 2:28. Stay ready for the outpouring of the Spirit. There's an outpouring.
Yes.
There's an outpouring. Glory to God. Joel 2:28.
Yes, sir.
I know I ain't gonna miss this. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh.
Yes, sir.
And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy.
Yes.
Your old, men shall dream dreams.
Uh-huh.
Now, that's talking about some of y'all. That ain't talking about me. I'm the next one. And you young men shall see vision. Go ahead, go to the next verse. And also upon the servant and upon the handmaid in those days. Listen, what did he say? What did he say? And then go to the 30th verse. Come on, Jesus. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Write this down. Recognize what I said. And activate the Spirit of the Lord upon you. Luke 4:18. Regulate it, recognize it, activate it. Always yielding to the filling of the Spirit. Acts chapter 6, verse 8. The leading of the Spirit, Acts Romans 8, 14. The feeding of the Spirit, John 6, 63. The manifestation of the Spirit, 1 Corinthians 12, 7. Demonstration of the Spirit, 1 Corinthians 2, 1 through 10. Fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5, 22, 23. Gift of the Spirit, 1 Corinthians 12, 1 through 3. There's a supernatural, come on, I got to close. There's a supernatural governmental power in you. Satan and the system want you to don't want you to know about or use.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You will be threatened. You will be threatened when the supernatural government of God start taking over.
Yeah.
The system gonna threaten you.
Because
they know they're losing.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So let me say this. Stand up. Let me say this to you again. Get off the floor. Jesus is on the front porch. Ready to carry you to places you have never seen or been to. Stop shopping for your package. Stop living in the history of my word. You from this day forward may not be understood as you live in my unfold mystery. You know what he's saying, right? When you start living in the unfold mysteries of God, most church members not gonna understand. Not on sinner.
Yes, sir.
And people who think they're in power, they're really not gonna understand you because they don't have control over you no more.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you, Lord.
I believe I want to close with this. I want you to scream something.
Yes, sir.
I got to close with this. This is what I'm led to the Holy Ghost. I want you to scream a very simple statement, but the glory will hit this place when you scream it. God is my source.
God is my source.
Shout it out. God is my source. Say it again.
God is my source.
Shout it out.
God is my source.
Don't you forget that. Don't you forget you got a supernatural soul. Don't you forget you got a miracle working God. Don't you forget God never lost a battle. Don't you ever forget that God got your back. God got you in front. God on both sides of you. God under the bottom of you. God at the top of you. Don't you ever forget that. You're never alone. The whatever you need, God got it. God will turn this world upside down for you. Don't you ever worry. God will take care of his children. Shout the victory. Listen, this is what I don't want. I don't want nobody to be condemned. I'm not here for condemnation.
Amen.
You understand? I just had to say the things I said to protect you.
Yes.
I don't want nobody to leave you condemned. I want you to leave you convinced that God got you covered.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
And I want you to leave here with God is my source.
Yes.
And I don't want you to never let no one get in your ear or in your life to take your eyes off of God.
Yeah, that's right.
That's all I'm asking. I love you. I love you. But sometimes compassion is rough.
Yes, sir.
And we somebody in the church got to speak it.
Yes, sir.
And so the Lord told me, you got to speak this tonight.
Yes, sir.
And I don't want you being scared no more.
Amen.
You can't do more and die. I mean, if you're going to be that bad, you understand what I'm saying?
Glory!
But you don't have to die.
Right, right, right.
He promised you a long, satisfied life. Claim your long, satisfied life in Psalm 91. Read it every day. Meditate on it.
Yes.
Long, satisfied life.
Yes.
Not no three, not no three score ten by reading a strength four score. I'm too close to that now. I ain't thinking about that. I'm going for Genesis 6:3. It's 6:20 or 6:3. What is it, boy?
6:3.
Huh?
1:20.
No, six. What is it, 6:3?
6:3, yeah.
I'm right. It's Genesis 6:3. 1:20.
Amen. Amen.
Somebody said, I'd rather shoot high and miss it than shoot low and get it. You got me?
Yes.
Now, we blessed, aren't we?
Yes.
How many of y'all glad you're here?
Yes.
Man, you blessed. Go ahead. They blessed. Yeah, I'm blessed. Say I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
Go ahead. I'm doing.